Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, and welcome to another installment of our Bible on Business series. This is a series where we are exploring the text in context and pulling out the application for us as entrepreneurs and business owners. This series has been blessing me. First of all, I have so many episodes, so many, as I am just exploring the word for myself. I'm getting so many different episode topics and downloads and scriptures to explore here on the show. So we're definitely going to be doing this for at least another 3 weeks. We'll see from there. I believe as I continue to study, God will continue to reveal. So I don't know how long we're going to be in here, but I am thoroughly enjoying this. And I hope that you all enjoyed the first installment where we talked about seeing yourself as a shepherd as it relates to you being a leader in your business. If this is the first time you're listening, go back and listen to the introduction. The title is Bible on Business, where I introduce why I'm doing this series, and then come back and pick up this episode. One quick note, I know we are a couple chapters behind on the Battlefield of the Mind book. Things have been pretty busy on my end. We took a family vacation a couple of weeks ago. We were there for a week, and just a lot of moving parts in the home. And this chapter in particular is very long. So I want to make sure that I'm actually able to dedicate my attention to it so that I can process it to be able to come on here and communicate. I don't want to just skim through it or have ChatGPT write a summary. I want to actually read it so that I can come back and communicate it well. So thank you guys for your patience with that. All right, picking up on our Bible on Business series, today I want to explore the text as it relates to delegation and building a team. This is important whether you're in a position to build a team yet or not. I am of the mindset that before it's time to do a thing, we should start thinking about it so that when it's time to actually do it, we've had enough time to process, to count the costs, to explore our options. We're not just jumping into anything. So if you have a team or you're actively hiring, this is a great episode for you. Or if you just want to know what it takes to build a team, then this also is a great episode for you. And it will give you some things to consider for when it is time for you to build a team. So the text we're going to be parked in for the majority of this episode is Exodus 18, 13 through 27. To give you some context, here the people have already been rescued from Pharaoh and they're in the wilderness. Moses' father-in-law Jethro comes with Moses' wife and kids to visit. Jethro was able to see firsthand what Moses was dealing with, and he saw how he was just overwhelmed and burdened with this responsibility of judging all of these people, because from morning till night, Moses was there handling all the disputes, all the issues, and Jethro was able to see from the outside looking in just the inefficiency that was happening and the potential for burnout that was there for Moses. So that's where we pick up here in the text. Jethro gives Moses some advice. I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. Again, it's Exodus 18, starting at verse 13. The next day, Moses took his seat to hear the people's disputes against each other. They waited before him from morning till evening. When Moses' father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he asked, "What are you really accomplishing here? Why are you trying to do all of this alone while everyone stands around you from morning until evening?" Moses replied, "Because the people come to me to get a ruling from God. When a dispute arises, they come to me, and I'm the one who settles the case between the quarreling parties. I inform the people of God's decrees and give them his instructions." "This is not good," Moses' father-in-law exclaimed. "You're going to wear yourself out, and the people too. This job is too heavy a burden for you to handle all by yourself. Now listen to me and let me give you a word of advice, and may God be with you. You should continue to be the people's representative before God, bringing their disputes to him. Teach them God's decrees and give them his instructions. Show them how to conduct their lives. But select from all the people some capable, honest men who fear God and hate bribes. Appoint them as leaders over groups of 1,000, 100, 50, and 10. They should always be available to solve the people's common disputes, but have them bring the major cases to you. Let the leaders decide the smaller matters themselves. They will help you carry the load, making the task easier for you. If you follow this advice, and if God commands you to do so, then you will be able to endure the pressures, and all these people will go home in peace. Moses listened to his father-in-law's advice and followed his suggestions. He chose capable men from all over Israel and appointed them as leaders over the people. He put them in charge of groups of 1,000, 100, 50, and 10. These men were always available to solve the people's common disputes. They brought the major cases to Moses, but they took care of the smaller matters themselves. Soon after this, Moses said goodbye to his father-in-law, who returned to his own land. Now, before we get into the conversation about delegating, I want to highlight some things that stood out to me here as it relates to wise counsel. We know that wise counsel is extremely important. Even in business, it's important to have mentors and coaches and people that are going to help you and teach you along this journey, who are going to recognize when something that you're doing may not be in the best interest of you or your customers, and give you some feedback and some wisdom and some knowledge on how to switch things up so that you can be better. The same way that Jethro came and he observed that the way that Moses was running things wasn't the most efficient. So he gave him an alternate way to be able to do it in a way to where he's not burnt out and the people are still satisfied. Now, we really have to qualify wise, because a lot of people are smart, but they don't necessarily have wisdom. It is very noisy in this Christian entrepreneurship space. And maybe we can do a deeper dive into this in a future episode. But since we're already here in this text, I want to just highlight some key features about this wise counsel moment so that you can use it as you're deciding who you're going to let pour into you, whether it's directly as like a coach, a mentor, someone that you're in relationship with, or indirectly as it relates to content that you consume, videos you watch, and things of that nature. So here's what I thought was important to note. Once we get to verse 15, this is what after Jethro asked him essentially, like, "What are you really doing here?" Moses replied, "Because the people come to me to get a ruling from God. When a dispute arises, they come to me, and I'm the one who settles the case between the quarreling parties. I inform the people of God's decrees and give them his instructions." So in response to that, Jethro gave his response. He told him what he thought, like, "Hey, you're going to wear yourself out. That's not good. This is too heavy of a burden for you to handle all by yourself." And before he gives his advice, he says this: "You should continue to be the people's representative before God, bringing their disputes to him. Teach them God's decrees and give them his instructions. Show them how to conduct their lives." So Jethro is essentially repeating back to Moses what Moses just gave him before giving his advice. This is important because whenever you're in a position where you're getting poured into by somebody, if you're considering somebody wise counsel and you're going to take heed to their advice needs to not just be their opinion. Their advice needs to be based on an understanding of what God's assignment is for you. And then their advice is then to help you do that assignment better, not to get you to do what they want you to do. this even applies to if you are a virtual distant mentor of someone and you're consuming their content. Don't just do what people say because you saw it work for them. You have to filter everything through the assignment that God gave you. And it's so easy to get sucked into what somebody else is saying without maintaining that anchor in God's mission. I've been a part of programs to where I've had to leave and disengage because I realized that, okay, this is less about me taking the information, you're providing it and fitting it within the context of my assignment. It's more so of like me just doing what you say so that I could be another one of your success stories. And that's not going to work. I can't let you pull me out of alignment for the sake of your process. I need to make your process fit the context of what God is calling me to do. And it's that filter that you have to maintain. So what's happening here that I want to point out in this conversation between Moses and Jethro, what Jethro, him repeating back what Moses said, what this was communicating is, hey, what I'm about to tell you is to help you do exactly what you say that you're doing, but do it in a way to where you're not overwhelmed and the people are better served. So this was like a checkpoint where if Moses had his discernment hat on, he could check off like, okay, let me listen then to what you have to say next. And so I'm pointing this out to you because I want you to use this when it comes to business and who you let coach you and pour into you and teach you, whether it's one-on-one in group settings or even if it's virtual with you receiving their information. Always make sure that it is filtered through or it is understood by the other party, the context of what God is calling you to do. And if their advice and their counsel is not within that context, you need to dismiss it. Now, let's go back to building a team and delegating. I wanted to just point that out because it was something that stood out to me and is necessary for us to keep in mind on our journeys. When I first discovered this text, and wanting to bring it in this series to talk about delegating and hiring in a team, it brought me back to another text that I read in preparation for last week's episode on shepherding. And that's found in John 10:11-15. Now, to give you some context here, this passage is a part. Now, this is in the New Testament, of course, and this passage is a part of Jesus' discourse on the Good Shepherd. And it contrasts the Good Shepherd, somebody who truly cares for the sheep, with the hired hand who lacks genuine commitment and flees in the face of danger. I'm going to read it out of the New Living Translation. It says, "I am the Good Shepherd. The shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep and they know me. Just as my Father knows me and I know the Father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep." This part about the hired hand, it triggered me, I must say. In my years of entrepreneurship, I have gone from no team to building a team to dismantling a team to building a team again. I've dealt with great employees, terrible employees, mediocre employees. I've dealt with so many different relationships and aspects of building a team. And this part about the hired hand, I've experienced it where it says the hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. I've experienced it. So when this scripture first came up in preparing for the shepherd episode, I put like a little star next to it because I knew we would have to talk about this when it came to building a team, because it's not just about delegate, hire, outsource. But it's about the quality of who you're inviting into God's business so that you're inviting more shepherds and not hired hands. So you're inviting people who look at your sheep as their sheep and they're not just there for a check. They take ownership in the vision of the business. They take ownership in those that you're called to help. And they're not just there to punch their clock and get paid for the time being. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. So when we think about Jethro's advice to Moses and consider his advice for how we're going to delegate and outsource in our own businesses and callings, we got to keep top of mind that we're not just outsourcing to anybody. So let's go back to Exodus, and I want to pull out some key things for you to consider as you're currently building your team or when you look to build your team in the future. The first thing is consider hiring from your sphere of influence. Hear me out. When I look at this text, here's what I see. In verse 19, Jethro says, "Now listen to me and let me give you a word of advice, and may God be with you. You should continue to be the people's representative before God, bringing their disputes to him. Teach them God's decrees and give them his instructions. Show them how to conduct their lives." So he's telling Moses to keep on shepherding these people, right? Then he says in verse 21, "But select from all of these people." So the leaders and those that Moses is going to delegate to have been selected from those that he was already shepherding. I believe that the modern day application of this can be that you might want to, and I'm using can and might because it's not absolute, but just something to consider based upon what stands out to me in the text and my experience, is that when you pull out people from who have already been impacted by what you're called to do, usually they already have some sort of buy-in to the mission, which will make them better employees or team members, and less likely to be people who are helping hands just there for the check because they have been impacted and involved in and invested into the brand and business before a check was even involved. If I look back at my journey, the best people that I have worked with have been people that my business has impacted, that I have shepherded in some type of way. Some years ago, I was at an event and there was a young lady sitting in front of me, and the Lord told me to introduce myself to her and to get her information. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm thinking I'm going to just be a mentor to her. God's going to use me in some capacity, not thinking anything of it beyond that. So I introduced myself to her and she tells me, I already know who you are. I love your podcast, and just starts telling me how the podcast has impacted her. And I'm like, man, that's what's up. I'm glad that the show has been able to benefit you. The Lord wanted me to introduce myself to you and get your information. Can I have your number? She gave me her number. I gave her mine. And when we had a break from the event, a group of us were going to lunch. And I said, hey, do you want to come with us to lunch? So she did. And we just got to talking. And in getting to talking and getting to know her, what I realized is she had a lot of skills, and her business was in the same area that I actually needed help with at that time. And long story short, she became such a great member of my team and someone who helped me tremendously in the beginning stages of Anchored Media, and was just a blessing to my business, a blessing to my family. And I believe that I was a blessing to her as well. And God just really orchestrated that in a way that only He can. Some years after that, same thing again. God tells me to reach out to somebody, and I reach out to them thinking I'm going to be just like a mentor or somebody that's pouring into them. They're telling me about how the podcast has blessed them, how they came to the tour, one of the tour stops that we had, how they got saved by being a part of this community. And come to find out, they have all of these skills and this background that was exactly what I needed at the time. And I ended up hiring them, and they ended up being such an integral part of our business operations for a pivotal season. They were a great employee, and it was a great working relationship. Even with the society, our membership organization that is an extension of the podcast, my co-hosts there, Kavaya and Sharla, both of them were listeners to the podcast. Kev listened to the podcast. She was almost a client of mine, but that didn't work out. But we ended up going to tour together, and then we started doing the society together. Charlotte was one of the foundational members of the society, a listener of the podcast, and she grew and got saved and grew in her faith from listening to the show. And now she's a co-host in the society and like family at this point. So I say all that to say, ordinarily, I don't think I would have made this connection when reading Exodus. I definitely didn't make this connection when reading Exodus before. But based upon my experience over the years and the way that God has placed me strategically with people who have been integral parts of the growth of my businesses over the years, the way that He's done that, and how I'm seeing that Moses was able to find leaders right in his community of folks that he was shepherding, I don't think that that's a coincidence. So for you, as you're building out your team, don't be afraid to post whatever you need help with to the people within your sphere of influence, whether it's on your podcast, whether it's on your social media, whether it's to former clients, whether it's to your email list. Nothing that's going to get you in a point of a conflict of interest. So if you're like actively working with somebody in other ways, I would kind of just let that be that and not add this on top of that. But if there are people that you have gathered that have been impacted by what you do, don't be afraid to make it known what you need help with. And also keep a listening ear to the Holy Spirit, because He will mark those that He knows the heart of. Because there may be people who look good on the outside, who got it all together, their resumes are great. They may have the credentials, but they may not have the care for God's business the way that somebody needs to if they're going to be a part of it. Something else I want to note on this same part of the text where it says, teach them God's decrees and give them His instructions, show them how to conduct their lives, verse 20. When you are building a team and delegating, teach them the culture of the Lord's business. Teach them the decrees of the business that God has given you. What that may look like for me, when we have events, we always fast before. So it's understood we're fasting leading up to when we were doing our podcast retreats. We're fasting leading up to these retreats. That's a part of our business model. Before we gather people together, we fast and we pray. When it comes to the shows that we manage, we don't manage shows that promote content that goes against the word of God. So for anybody else who may be reviewing, who may be editing, who may be uploading, if anything comes up, it's understood that this is going to be flagged if this goes against the word and what we believe. A big thing for me also is customer service. Show people the love of God. So that's a non-negotiable for me when I work with people. I don't care if a potential client, I don't care if they cuss you clean out. You smile and you treat them with love and respect and you let me know because they won't work with us no more. We will kindly show them the door, but we will do it respectfully. So whatever the core values are in your business, whatever the culture is that God is setting, whatever the standard operating procedures are, whatever the case may be, make sure that you are training the people that you delegate to operate in the way that the Lord mandates. Because remember, He's the ultimate shepherd. You're a sheep to Him. And just like your customers, your employees are sheep to you. So shepherd them well. And I do want to note and to modernize this text a bit. In our time today, we can hire technology before we hire people. There are so many softwares, so much AI that's happening right now that we can be utilizing in our businesses to be able to delegate. Utilize those as much as possible, even if you are not hiring people yet. And with these softwares, you can also train them to operate your businesses the way that the Lord commands. You can set up certain automation so that quick communication, if that's a core value of your business, can be implemented through the software. You could train ChatGPT to embody the role, the tone, the language, the persona of the ideal person in your business that you're utilizing him for. You could train him to be able to communicate and give you ideas or whatever you're using him for. You could train his persona to be able to work as this ideal person. The third tip I want to give you from the text comes from verse 21, where he says, "Select from all the people some capable, honest men who fear God and hate bribes." So he was telling him, pick some people who can do the job. They're capable to do the job, because there's some folks who are super spiritual. They have integrity. They're honest. They fear the Lord, but they just don't have the skills. We need people to have the skills. Also, we need those people to be honest, to have integrity, to fear the Lord, to be accountable to Him. So when you are hiring, find ways to ask questions that will tip you off as to the character of people, because you want people to have good character to pour into God's business. And once you bring them on, trust them to do their jobs. Once you have decided what you're delegating, trust them to do it, until they prove that they can't be trustworthy to complete it, and then you make adjustments at that time. But trust people to do what they need to do. Take your hands off the steering wheel. That's the hardest part about delegating, where we hoard responsibility because we don't trust anybody else to do it well. But that's why we do our due diligence of training them, of pouring into them, of properly shepherding them, because it's through that that they'll have everything that they need and be fully equipped to do well. And then if they don't, then we figure out, is there something else we need to do? We'll adjust and address as necessary, but we have to trust people to do their jobs. Moses had to trust these people to settle these small matters and him focus on the large ones. He had to trust them to do it. Because if he was to be sitting there solving the major disputes and still checking on the small ones, that's defeating the purpose. So we have to trust people to do what we are asking them to do. And then the last thing I want to point out from this text is still in verse 21, where it says, appoint them as leaders over groups of 1,000, 100, 50, and 10. This reminded me of the parable of the talents that's found in Matthew 25, where everybody got the amount that they could handle based on their own abilities. So when you are bringing people onto your team, bring people on and only give them the amount of work that they can handle based on their abilities. Now, I know we covered a lot. I'm going to stop right there. I know we covered a lot, from the wise counsel to the text, the hired hand versus a shepherd, from pulling out different things. I know that people who listen to this, you're in various places in your business. What I want you to take from this as a whole, though, and what I want you to take from this series is that no matter where you are in your business, no matter what you're going through, this Bible, this text, this resource that we have, every answer that we need is there. Every single one. What Moses didn't have was the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit that indwells in us. So when we read this text, and if you're somebody who's struggling with delegating, I want you to go back and read this same text for yourself, asking the Holy Spirit to reveal things that are specific to your situation so that he can show you how does this fit for what he's called you to do. But the bigger point, again, of all of this is for you to see every answer you need in your business is in this word. Every bit of advice you need for your business is in this word. You just need to read it. You need to study it. And you need to keep a sensitive ear to the Holy Spirit so that he can reveal what needs to be revealed. So that's it for this episode. If this blessed you, leave us a 5-star review. Share this with anybody who may be in a space where they want to delegate or build a team for their business. And we'll be back next week with more of the Bible on Business series.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.